Welcome to the Bard Podcast Network's Good Morning Tamsford. You're about to dive into our newest show, and we couldn't be more excited to share it with you. Storytelling is a cornerstone of our business here at the Bard, but we do have some business things occasionally, like telling you about our merch store over on our website, thebardpodcast.com. Just click the word shop in the top right corner and head on over to our Redbubble, where we've got designs ready to ship. We're actively working to get our own store up and running. For now, thank you for jumping through the hoops. You're very good at it, and we appreciate those efforts. Good Morning Tamsford is the sister project to our Tavern of the One Door one-shot guides on our website. They are a supplement product for Dungeons & Dragons 5th Edition campaigns. Good Morning Tamsford takes place in the same universe and helps to fill it with people and events. And now, enough of the business talk and onto the show. Enjoy.
Good Morning Tamsford. It is a half a bell past dawn, so you know what that means. Your favorite morning radio show is here. We are coming to you live from the Tavern of the One Door at the center of our beautiful city of Tamsford. Listeners, as you can tell, I am not Aranora. She will no longer be hosting this show. She attempted a doppelganger spell last night, probably to avoid coming into work today. I personally think she lost a bet on today's door, honestly. She didn't want to pay up. But, sadly, her spell went tragically awry, and she has since turned herself into a succulent we currently have in the studio. Say hello to the great listeners of Tamsford. Yeah, we can open the blinds. So, listeners, my name is Flynn, the Bard, Lightletter, and I will be taking over the airways. And yes, I do have my golden lute. I am a master Dracolinguist and storyteller. And now time for the show. Oh, this is so exciting. I have always wanted to hit the theme song button. I guess it's not that one. This one, Aranora? Oh, this one over here. Okay, great. Well, of course I wouldn't hit that one. That one calls him.
TPR, Tamsford Public Radio presents Good Morning Tamsford.
And welcome back. I have a stack of announcements to start your morning off. Nothing like a stack of announcements to just kick the day off. Then later on today, we'll have a very special guest from the Guild of Heroes in the studio for you all. A Mr. Galagar the Great! Alright, let's see here. Firstly, from the Tavern of the One Door. Oh, this is exciting, folks. Today's door is a small wooden door made of fine oak. Purple smoke is billowing out from underneath it. And inside, you can hear the whirl of machinery. My bet is a tinker's study. Note it down, everyone. One silver piece that it is a tinker's study. Good luck to all the adventurers diving into the door today. Next, from the Guild of Heroes and the High Arcanum in Tamsford. Each door that we lose friends, adventurers, and indentured servants to is a tragedy. It is with these individuals in mind that we ask all practicing magic users to not attempt necromancy spells, dark portal magic, or any other means within the Tavern of the One Door to see those we have lost. If you wish to communicate with the dead, please head on down to your local All Gods Church and seek out a local cleric. They will have the best tools on hand to connect you with those you have lost. Tell them that TPR sent you, and they will give you a 2 copper discount on their services. Attempts to raise the dead from beyond the door may result in a permanent ban from the tavern and even the city of Tamsford. Whew! Well, you heard it here, folks. Go pay the guildies to see your loved ones again. And not Elmira down in Lower Tall Trees. She is as much of a guild-affiliated medium as I am a houseplant. Sorry, Aaron. In other news, the Guards Guild reports that the cursed and aptly named Blade O' Sweet Nothings has broken out of the vault again. It seems that a rookie guard, Edward Selvath, forgot his earmuffs when patrolling that section of the vault. We would like to remind all citizens of Tamsford not to pick up any enchanted blades from strangers, gutters, stray countertops, or from your rib cage. Simply head straight to your All Gods Church representative, and they will handle the nuisance that is the Blade of Sweet Nothings. We all remember the last time the Blade of Sweet Nothings broke free. Colin the Fast from the Guild of Heroes. He seduced that ant in the Western Woods that was causing all that trouble with the local farmers, remember? I know it's only hearsay that the two events are connected, but, I mean, they did happen around the exact same time in the exact same area. I mean, there's only two points to draw a line here, folks. And speaking of Colin, we are happy to report that Colin, Willow Blossom, and the Saplings are all doing very well. They plan on being at the Uniting Day Festival in a few months for the signing of Colin's new book, Paperless. And now, a word from our sponsor.
Are you not performing to your magical prowess? Notice your magic missile isn't hitting on the first shot? Is the witch next door not impressed with your weak cantrips? Well, you need Magimax. Magimax is a 10-day supplement to boost your magical might. Talk to your local apothecary about getting Magimax today. It comes in 3 great flavors and a pill form for those on the go.
Magimax is the product of the Bramble Branch Experimental Group. Bramble Branch and its associates make no promises of increased magical power or ability to cast spells. Does not grant magical abilities to non-magic capable species. Side effects may include but are not limited to limbs turning to stone, age increase, permanent loss of pigmentation, teeth or nails becoming sentient, irritability, magical hiccups, and loss of all magical capabilities. If magical hiccups last longer than 8 hours, please seek out your local guild cleric or apothecary. Bramble Branch Experimental Group and their associates are not liable for the misuse or use of the product or any other products on the market, past, present, or future.
Welcome back to the show. We're going to go ahead and kick it on over to our field reporter, Zimus the Black. Zimus, what do you have for us today?
A dragon is falling asleep on Route 16 North. Magical forensics has arrived on the scene and is trying to establish if the dragon's sleep is magically induced or if he is merely being a very stubborn to questioning.
Thank you, Zimus, for that rather exciting report. All right, listeners. Next, we have an announcement about an early bird special down at the Tavern of the One Door. The early bird special is 2-for-1 Minotaur's Horn liqueur shots, and I will be down there handing out some swag from the TPR Swag Vault. Just show off your best cantrip at the bar to get hooked up with a t-shirt or commemorative mug. I'll be down there from the midday bell to the evening bell, handing out some free spell components as well. All you have to do is listen in and wait for the magic word. The first 100 celebrators to say the magic word will get some special spell components from Gorgio's Spell Supplies. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's enough of the daily announcements. Across from me, I have a man who needs no introduction, but for the sake of those listeners living under a rock, I will. We have the illustrious Galgar the Great in the...
The Great Captain of the First Dawn.
Yes, of course. Galgar the Great, Captain of the First Dawn.
And... And here I thought you were a professional. Gallagher the Great, Captain of the First Dawn, Defender of Vanhurst, the Boulder of the Northern Seas, Steward of the Ladies of the Corlin Plains.
My apologies. They gave me notes saying that we were going to cut down on the titles. I guess the producer notes just didn't get your way. We'll just have to move a little quickly through the questions, if that's all right with you. So, Galagar, we heard you recently helped stop a cult in Downriver. Would you like to...
It was nothing. Simply, really, cultists are a very dramatic people. As if they want to be caught. Signs everywhere.
Well, I can't imagine getting people to sign up while being hyper-secretive can be a little difficult.
Are you saying my job is easy?
No, I thought you had mentioned it was easy.
I would never make my job sound easy. You must be confused. I deal with pure evil on the daily.
Apologies. So I'm sure you get asked about your adventures a million times, so I wanted to change things up and get to know you, Galagar, a little bit better. Is that all right?
Fine by me.
What is the greatest feeling in the world to you?
The spray of blood on your face after you cut an opponent's head off.
Excuse me?
Oh, don't act so surprised. If you had the balls to adventure like me, you would know. The warm spray of blood, the rush of success. No.
No?
That is the second greatest feeling. The first is creating fear in the opponent so that they know you will do it. Cut their head off, I mean.
So the greatest feeling is creating fear in the...
opponent, yes.
Huh. Well, personally, I am fond of that first crunch of stepping in untouched snow. You see, my grandma...
You should come adventuring with me sometime.
Oh, no, that's okay, really.
Nonsense. We can go find a gnoll den or something. We can have you sit at the entrance and let the gnolls think. Oh, easy prey. Then bam! Jump out and scare reality and death into them. Let you really taste that fear when it is the most palpable.
Well, unfortunately, Galagar, my schedule doesn't have much flexibility for such excitement.
Suit yourself. I will do it on my own. Maybe I'll see if that maiden down at the Iron Hog will come with me.
Oh, I don't know that putting a bartender at the mouth
of a... Thank you for your time. Thank you for the time on your show. I have a gnoll infestation to deal with. The mayor herself hired me.
Oh, Can you call the Iron Hog? Make sure they know he's coming? I know. Gnoll hunting with a bartender? What is he thinking? Oh, look, listeners. We have another special guest right here in the studio. Tiri from accounting just came in with what looks like a gift. Oh, no, Tiri, it isn't my birthday.
No, I promise. The birthdays for the month are on the board in the break room still.
Oh, okay. Well, listeners, it looks like I got a birthday present, an early birthday present. Oh, look! It's a cheese board. Oh, and a knife set. This is a really nice knife.
I had imagined this, but I imagined it all wrong. You are far more beautiful in this real moment than you were in my fantasies.
Listeners, I'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to the Good Morning Champsford podcast. Flynn the Bard is voiced by Devin Steffens. Galagar the Great, the Blade of Sweet Nothings, and Zimps the Black, all voiced by Robert Moen. And our sponsor is played by Quinn Langton. Be sure to follow Bard_podcast on Twitter for updates on new episodes.
Good Morning Tamsford is a production of the Bard Podcast Network.
Today's magic word is folly, the same foolishness that makes us think that we're stronger than gods, than elemental forces, than giants and dragons. You are not. Most of those things can breathe fire. You simply cannot.